Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Oxidized phospholipids, lipoprotein A, and cardiovascular outcomes after acute coronary syndrome. Researchers measured oxidized phospholipids on apolipoprotein B100 and lipoprotein A levels in 11,630 participants with acute coronary syndrome. These markers were quantified at baseline and in 5,185 participants 4 months after randomization to alirocumab or placebo in the ODYSSEY Outcomes trial. This comprehensive analysis established the presence and levels of these pro-inflammatory lipid markers in a large cohort of acute coronary syndrome patients undergoing specific contemporary treatment strategies. Article number 2. Combined heart-lung organ allocation, a glitch in the system. This study found that patients awaiting combined heart-lung transplantation experience unnecessarily long wait times due to the absence of a specific organ allocation system for this patient population. Researchers observed these prolonged wait times following recent revisions to the United States heart and lung allocation systems. The current guidelines prioritize patients based on waitlist mortality, yet combined heart-lung transplant recipients are not adequately prioritized within these separate systems. Article number 3. High antiphospholipid antibody titers and outcomes of pulmonary endarterectomy, a single-center retrospective observational cohort study. This retrospective observational study collected data on patients undergoing pulmonary endarterectomy to investigate outcomes in those with and without antiphospholipid syndrome. The researchers specifically focused on high antiphospholipid antibody titers and their association with postoperative mortality and thrombotic complications. This investigation demonstrated the importance of evaluating antiphospholipid antibody titers for outcomes in chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension patients undergoing surgical intervention. Article number 4. Safe practices. Partial coverage of left ventricular assist device reduces bleeding risk during explant heart transplant without causing obstruction. This single institution study found that partial polytetrafluoroethylene protective coverage of the outflow graft and chassis during HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device implant significantly reduced perioperative blood loss during explant heart transplantation. The data demonstrated that this partial coverage method did not cause obstruction during the device's function. This safe practice provides a direct clinical benefit by mitigating the challenging intraoperative and postoperative blood loss associated with left ventricular assist device explant procedures. Article number 5. ABO incompatible heart transplants in children aged 2 to 9 years. A new paradigm in transplant? This study reported on the institutional practice of performing ABO incompatible heart transplants in children aged 2 to 9 years. The center successfully expanded the donor pool for pediatric heart transplantation by considering candidates with isohemagglutinin titers of 132 or less for ABO-incompatible donors. This approach demonstrated the clinical utility of ABO-incompatible heart transplantation beyond infancy, addressing the limited availability of donor organs in this critical age group. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.